Time to go again to the A Moment of Science mailbag. A listener writes, "Dear A Moment of Science, I know that prehistoric humans had the ability to draw and made some amazing cave art. But what about Neanderthals? Did they make cave art too?"
Fascinating question. And the answer is no. At least not that we know of.
Right. Even though Neanderthals were plenty smart and had brains that were at least as large as modern humans, and maybe even larger, they don't seem to have had the ability to create representational images. So another fascinating question is, why not?
The answer may lie in how Neanderthals and modern humans hunted. Neanderthals used thrusting spears to bring down game at close range, while early and modern humans used throwing spears to hunt wary game at greater distances.
That could matter insofar as the hand-eye coordination necessary for long-distance spear throwing may be similar to the hand-eye coordination needed for drawing. And it might have influenced the evolution of the modern human brain.
As human spear-throwing ability evolved and improved, the prey evolved too, becoming more alert to human predators, which in turn could have spurred the evolution of rounder human skulls and larger parietal cortexes, the part of the brain that governs visual imagery and motor coordination.
The human ability to imagine and draw hunting scenes may have evolved alongside hunting spear-throwing ability, and even enhanced it. Drawing images from memory requires sharp observational skills, so creating these images may have helped humans evolve hunting strategies and communicate them to others.
Neanderthals apparently lacked these skills, which may be one reason they were eventually displaced by modern humans. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.